Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Macau International Film Festival, joined by filmmaker Milko Lazarov. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So we're here to talk about your film Aga, which was screened here last night, actually, and I watched the film. I thought it was great, so it's really great to talk with you. But how would you introduce it? And feel free to say as much as you would like.
So the film is about an old couple of northern people, like Inuits, but they're not exactly Inuits. It's all like this is my imagination. They don't live like that for real. They don't hunt like that. And the film is a metaphor about the last family on Earth in my head. That's my point of view.
But the setting itself is very violent. You know, it's very hard and cruel. I mean, why did you want to film there, considering also that it's so kind of dangerous?
First, I wanted to make the same story in Bulgaria. We have beautiful mountains, so there are a lot of old people, which is the family tears apart from the modern world. But then I tried to make to put a telescope and to do like a metaphor for all the people in the world with that kind of the decadence of the families. So I choose the North. I'm curious about North since I was a child. So I read a lot of books from great explorers like Roald Amundsen or James Cook. So
Nanook of the North?
Yes, but Nanook of the North, it was documentary. I don't see any close relations with my film. My film is feature. But I love Nanook of the North. Yeah. It's Flaherty's film. It's masterpiece.
And one of the things I guess I want to mention is that it's shot on 35mm. Is that correct?
Yes, it's shot in 35, and also it's anamorphic lenses, which means four perforations. The specialists know what does it mean. So that was the only opportunity. I shot on film stock my first feature, 16, with anamorphic lenses also. But we started shot in minus 30-something, so it was possible only in film stock.
Yeah, really? So
yeah.
So it was almost like out of necessity, too.
Yeah, but I'm really an analog person, so I love that way of making movies.
It's pretty spectacular to watch a film, well, in that setting, but also like on film. It really does make a difference. The texture is just, it's fantastic.
Completely different. Yeah. For that story, there are stories that are suitable for digital. There are stories that fits with film stock. This one fits with film stock.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned the family, the importance of the family in this story. Family is very, very much like a theme that has carried on since the beginning of cinema. So it is. Do you think it's a timeless sort of theme to deal with?
Yeah, it is. There are a few topics in movies. Love, family. Actually, there are two topics, love and family.
Mortality, maybe.
Yeah, mortality.
Which is this film also.
Which is the same, yeah. And the film, the film looks like Japanese film from 60s. Mm-hmm. It happened by itself. The film made by itself somehow. So it's an old-fashioned way to telling the stories. So.
Yeah. But I mean, it was scripted. It wasn't improvised. If I feel like you had control, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, but we change the script every day.
Right.
Yeah, according to everything. So we lost some money from Eurimage. So I skip more than half from the script. I had a village in the script, the whole story in the village, but I skipped everything and I stayed with only mainly two person during the whole movie. So I have very, very few actors. Mm-hmm. Actually, the main character, the woman, is not an actress. She's just a village woman in the middle of nowhere. And Nanook, the main actor, is actor in the local theater in Yakutsk. And for example, the guys from the with the guns there, there was our drivers, my driver and Vesis, my producer's driver. Yeah. So all of the people are just, it's not professional.
A lot of people don't realize this, but in filmmaking, sometimes you do have to do these things. So it's good to actually get it. But were these changes also dictated by the weather conditions and things like that, too?
No, the weather was good. The weather was stable. It's minus 30, but sunny. Mm. No, not quite windy. So the weather was good. The in technical point of view, we expected a lot of problems and a lot of challenges. But everything went very, very smooth and easy, somehow.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, because while I was watching it, I just couldn't... I kept asking myself, you know, this must have been very difficult to shoot, but as you're telling me that there were difficulties, but at the end of the day, you sound like you really, really enjoyed it. I want to ask you, because your previous film was made, well, it was released in 2013, so it's been a few years since then. Did you also spend a lot of time, because... I realize that when it takes so long, it shows, one of the things it shows that is a commitment for the project.
The time passing by mostly because of the production issues. You have to find money from different funds. They have different schedules, different sessions. So 5 years, it's normal time, normal period, normal gap between films. So I made my previous film exactly 5 years ago. Yes. So I hope to do my next one 5 years after AGA, but it is normal time. I don't understand my colleagues. They shot every year by a film with, I don't know how do they manage everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, well, maybe the point is that, you know, you get to a certain stage where you just have to keep making movies to maybe just make money. I don't want to get into
probably
too much.
Probably, when you're in good shape, you have to make movies. But I don't understand that every year or two years making films. I don't realize how I envy that guys. Yeah. I don't realize how do they do that.
But speaking of the 5 years, do you find that it's challenging then to protect the sort of vision that you have in your head when you're maybe still in the process before you go in to shoot the film?
I don't have any visions.
You don't?
Till the editing period. I don't have any visions. Okay. When you shot on film stock, you're blind. You don't have anything. We just received the dailies 2 or 3 weeks after shooting, so you have no time during shooting. But I love the period of editing. So
yeah, are you worried as well that your film, because you have no way of checking what you shot, you know, before you get it developed? Were you worried that? You know?
Yeah, but you have that feeling what they are doing, and we change every day. Film is like a monster. It's go through the way, and you have to follow the monster patiently, like a hunter, but with a lot of respect. So the film went in different way after the first or second shooting day in Yakutsk, and I just follow the monster.
Follow the monster. I like that. But considering the fact that, you know, nowadays people are watching movies on a smaller screen, some people are bothered by that. Are you bothered that some people might watch this as in a screen as small as a mobile phone?
Not at all.
No,
they deserve everything. Okay. We deserve everything. If you want to watch the film in a small screen, we deserve that.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to watch the film in a big screen, you have that opportunity.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's your choice.
Right. Do you think that apocalypse is near?
Every day we have our personal one, and the big one is very near. Uh-huh. I believe in this.
Are they both equally near, or...?
Yes. Mm. Somehow they are.
Right. The catastrophe is imminent. Yeah. And Mahler explains that in the emotion of the Mahler piece.
It's like epitaphy. It's like Mahler. I love Mahler. Actually, I love the Fifth Symphony very much, and I love this part, the Adagio. So I try to put a lot of different music over there, or without music, like industrial sounds, we could achieve different meaning of the film, like in the industrial world, smashing those people, but it's not that universal like Mahler.
The Mahler, your love of the Mahler piece, and you saying that Apocalypse is near, the Mahler piece has been called one of the saddest pieces of music ever written. So you do think that the Apocalypse is a sad thing. Yeah. Some people find relief in it, but you think it's sad.
Of course, the Apocalypse is not funny, but it's necessary to come, because we did, I told you, a lot of sins, so we have to pay for that.
Wow.
Yeah, we have to apologize to God. So,
yeah. So religious comes into it as well.
It's not only religious. People know everything. People know everything. So you explain everything very well with the music and everything. So you understand very well.
Yeah.
So people are, at least they're smarter than we are. So they will understand if they watch the film or other movies. Just watch films and read books.
Yeah,
that's a messages. It's a real messages.
Yeah. The problem is that not a lot of people are doing that nowadays, right?
Unfortunately.
Maybe that's because they're running away from the truth. Who knows?
I don't know.
It's scary, right?
No, it's not. It's authentic way of humanity. So.
Well, that was an interesting chat for sure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you
very much. And I remind our listeners that the film is called Aga. Once again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.